At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Gotta stay hydrated. Gotta stay on top of those fluids. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty. Producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. As always, you can check out all things 93.7 The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, all things Carriker Chronicles, carrikerchronicles.com. Also, on the Tube of You, go to YouTube, check out Carriker Chronicles as well. I had the opportunity to interview David Pollack, Eric Crouch, Tom Osborne, Matt McChesney, probably the lesser known, but the most entertaining of all those as well. You can go check those out. He's a former Colorado player, so that should tell you all you need to know. We had fun arguing back and forth, and then I got bragging rights because we whooped their rear end sideways. But now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to look at the top 10 and I'm going to ask a simple question. Okay. The SEC is pretty good at football. Are they the NFL of college football, which is how they see themselves? Are they the best conference in college football? Admittedly, right now, Michigan is not quite what people thought. Penn State doesn't look incredibly well-rounded. Not that they won't be pretty good. They're struggling in certain areas. USC looks better than expected. Oregon maybe isn't what we thought, but are they? Because then they beat a not-so-great Oregon State team, but it was a rivalry game on the road. What does that mean? Who knows? Really, Ohio State's pretty good. USC appears to be pretty good. Nebraska appears to be on the rise. Wisconsin, Iowa still can't score. Don't know how good the Big Ten is. We're not even going to compare the Big 12 and ACC to the Big Ten or SEC because that's a waste of time. All right. Here's the top 10 in the AP poll. And here's what brought this up. Keep in mind, the Longhorns are in the SEC. Still weird for me too. But they're number one in the country. Gag me. Number two, Georgia. Hey, Ohio State at number three. I just said hey for Ohio State. I'm just happy there's a Big Ten team in here. Number four, Alabama. Number five, Ole Miss. Number six, Tennessee. Number seven, Missouri. Six of the top seven teams are in the SE frickin' C. Could this be related to the ESPN SEC network? I don't know. Number eight is Miami, who I actually think, and I said before the season, I predicted to win the ACC, go 11-1. I did not foresee Florida State being this bad. Still not sure about Clemson. Yeah, they looked really bad versus Georgia, but then they get to go play a bunch of ACC teams, so it's like a JV high school team playing a bunch of middle school teams, so maybe they're going to be really good in the ACC, and they play Miami, and whether they're better or not, they upset Miami in the ACC championship game. Who knows? It's part of the reason I love college football. You never know what's going to happen. Number nine, Oregon. Number 10, Penn State. So in the top 10, you have got, let's see, six SEC teams, three Big Ten teams, one ACC team. Now, if you go down the list, throughout the rest of the top 25, just actually trying to involve the ACC and Big 12 in this conversation a little bit. I mean, my goodness. I do see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Big 12 teams in the top 25. Is it just Miami, Jake? The only ACC team? Am I just not? Oh, Louisville. They're at 19. 2. Goodness gracious. Just merge and form a mega conference. So maybe you have a chance one day. The ACC and Big 12, especially the Big 12 would not be interested in that, but the ACC would. They need a lifeline. All right, Jake, six of the top seven teams are in the SEC. Is this SEC bias? Are they really just that much better? What in the blue hell is going on here?
Well, it's hard to argue, I think, individually with them. Like Ohio State hasn't looked the greatest coming out, but they still hold that number three. Oregon, I think, has dropped a few spots because they haven't looked the greatest, struggling, you know, with Idaho and Boise State. So you have to drop them. You know, there's other teams like USC that are rising, so maybe they can kind of make that jump. But right now, it is kind of SEC heavy, and you know, it's again, it's not your typical you know, bias. Part of it is they went out and got two of the top 15 programs, two of the top 15 teams in the nation right now, and Texas and Oklahoma. It just adds to their wealth that they have there. Six of the top seven sounds a little bit ridiculous, but the SEC has taken home 13 of the last 18 national championships. So if there is a conference that deserves some bias, I would say it would be the SEC.
So you make good points. I don't like any of them, but you make good points. I've never bought into the 13 of 18 national championships. That speaks more to the top end of a conference than the conference as a whole. So every time the SEC says something like that, I was like, all right, well, was the Big Eight really the best conference in America when Nebraska was winning three national titles in 4 years and playing for five and six and seemingly 24 out of 25 years there in the national title game? Like,
you have five different programs winning over that period.
Well, how dare you point that out? You're sitting there with your Google and I left my laptop at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in all seriousness, I do look at Missouri. They haven't played anybody. They do have a really easy schedule this year. Ole Miss is the same. And I've said since January, since I saw their transfer portal class, number one edge rusher, number one wide receiver, number one this and that coming from the transfer portal. And then I saw their schedule. I'm like, they're going to be an SEC championship game contender and they're going to be a top five team. But they still don't play anybody. And that's part of the reason I said it too. Tennessee, I guess they're going to prove something against a banged up Oklahoma team. So Oklahoma is in the 120s in explosive plays in the country this year. Tennessee's top five.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And also, Oklahoma, why in the world is your quarterback your leading rusher? We would never do that here at Nebraska. So for me, I see this. Gag me at number one, although Texas looks like the best team in the country right now. A lot of ball left to play. They will play Georgia at least once this year, maybe twice, maybe three times for all we know, the way college football is now. Alabama, I mean, I know they destroyed Wisconsin. I think where I struggle with that is Wisconsin lost their quarterback early. And so it's hard to gauge that. Now, there was such a separation in the score. It's hard not to embed that into your brain. I guess what I'm getting at, part of me wonders if Oregon was punished a little too harshly. Miami hasn't been rewarded enough. I'm fine with Penn State at 10. I actually would put USC ahead of Penn State. That's the preseason ranking bias coming in there, but it's not a big deal. One's 10, one's 11. For me, something else that sticks out to me. All right. Idaho's the 4th-ranked team in the FCS, and Oregon beat them. Should they not be credited for that? Colorado beat number 2 North Dakota State. Shouldn't that not vault Colorado into the top 10?
I don't think so.
No, I agree with you. I just happen to have the SEC rankings down here, and I circled the top 4 because it's FCS rankings, because it's South Dakota State, North Dakota State, Montana State, and Idaho. Mm. I just found that interesting. Idaho was actually used to be in the FBS years ago, but I digress. When I look at the SEC and I look at these rankings and I try to be objective, unbiased as I can be, and I see 6 SEC teams in the top 7, okay, it's hard for me to argue at this point. What I think is going to happen is I think eventually Oregon is going to get a chance to play Ohio State. I think Penn State's going to get a chance to play USC.
And I think that all these SEC teams are eventually going to beat each other up outside of Ole Miss and Missouri, because they don't play hardly anybody in the SEC. Like, they dodge Alabama and they dodge Georgia, and I don't know how they pulled that off. I think eventually these conference championships, what do you think of this? I think it was so many teams, okay, because I remember the old Big East one year. It was like Pitt and West Virginia back when they were in the Big East, back when that conference existed. It was like a three-way tie out of like eight teams. How many four- and five-way ties do you think we're going to have with 16- and 18-team conferences? I propose that in a year or two, you take the top four from the Big Ten, and you have like the top four teams play it off for a conference championship. And then you could do a home field advantage to the higher seeds until the title game. So in that first round, you could do that in the SEC as well. I think eventually, because right now so much is going to be dictated by your schedule. Georgia may be the best team in the SEC, maybe Texas, but they have such a brutal schedule. There's a lot of people putting Ole Miss in the SEC title game simply because their schedule is a lot easier. Like, aren't we supposed to figure out who the best teams are? So for me, when it comes to the SEC and where we're at, we're really early. We're going to learn a lot more about these teams. I just saw this and I was like, well, crap, I don't like that. I just want to whine and complain on air about it. But ultimately, we need to figure out a way to figure out who the actual best teams in these conferences are, not just the best teams that didn't have a brutal schedule and they end up playing each other in a championship game. Any thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough. I mean, the big conferences that you have, like you said, you have to separate the SEC and the Big Ten, and they are appropriately separated. I think together they have 13 of the top 18 teams. I think whoever is your champion in the Big 12 might have something to say about all this, but it's just tough to choose who that is. Is that Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Utah? You know, maybe they can make a run at it. Miami's got a good squad, but they don't play anybody, like you said. So they got one ranked opponent this year with Louisville, if they hang on to that ranking. So it's as college football always has been, scheduling is going to be a difficulty. My idea is actually, you know, and I like your idea, because we got to find a way to try to fix that sort of thing. My idea would be, scrap the bowl games and do an NIT, which people say, well, would you do just like an FC or a group of six now, like NIT type of thing? And I think that'd be great. Who doesn't want more football? Who doesn't want to know who the up and coming programs are? And it allows you to kind of match the outrageous amount of games that you're going to get if you get all the way through the playoffs with another, you know, layered NIT type of playoff as well. So they got to figure out something, but it's college football. It's always a mess.
Did you just open up a topic for a whole nother day that we will dive into? I am a guy who has been trying to figure out the best way to find a national championship in college football since I was eight. Yet, how do you preserve the regular season? They don't care about the regular season anymore. They care about the big bucks, and that's it. And that's is what it is. I will say this about the Big 12. They had zero teams in the top 25 recruiting rankings. The SEC had 14. Who was it? It was Kentucky woke up with the sixth ranked recruiting class in February, day after National Signing Day, sixth ranked recruiting class in the SEC, which marked them for seventh best in the country. Like, stuff like that is just crazy. I think the Big 12 is America's conference. It's the most entertaining conference. I may enjoy watching it as much or more than any conference, but the two best conferences are Big 10, SEC, and the ACC is just hanging on for dear life. And frankly, I'm not rooting for them, to be honest with you. I want their teams to go somewhere else, preferably the Big 12, so we can have three big conferences that are actually somewhat sort of equal. But topic for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Adam Carriker Show. We've got Nebraska beating Illinois, getting to 4-0, and probably a top 20 ranking. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent.
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.